Hey everybody, welcome back to Guns and Gadgets, your premier source for Second Amendment news, and today's video is about a hero that stepped up to save lives, and you might not have heard about him on the mainstream media. This one proves exactly why the Second Amendment is not just a relic of the past. It's a shield for you, your family, and everyone around you. This past weekend, a hero stepped up in a Michigan Walmart when evil decided to show up. We're talking about Derek Perry, a United States Marine Corps veteran and a legally armed American citizen who stopped a mass stabbing in progress at the Walmart store in Traverse City. That's right. While politicians, the media, and gun control groups continue to push the tired narrative that armed citizens don't make a difference, this Marine proved otherwise. It was around 4:43 p.m. on Saturday, July 26th, and the Walmart was packed like any weekend afternoon. And that's when 42-year-old Bradford James Gilley, armed with a folding knife, began stabbing shoppers at random. According to police, Gilley stabbed 11 people with that folding knife. Enter Derek Perry. Perry had just walked into the store and was near the front entrance when he saw the chaos erupt. Without hesitation, he drew his legally owned handgun and ordered him to stop. And here's the video.
Drop it! Drop the knife! Throw the knife that way! Throw it away! Throw it away!
Hey, he hasn't dropped it.
The suspect is in custody and awaiting arraignment either today or tomorrow on one count of terrorism and 11 counts of assault with the intent to murder following the shocking stabbing spree in Traverse City. His victims range in age from 29 to 85, with six of them over 60 years old. Six were left in critical condition and five in serious condition. But by Sunday, yesterday, just four were in serious condition and seven were upgraded to fair condition. That was according to the statement from Munson Medical Center. Now, this can happen anywhere at any time. This could happen to you today, which is why we carry every single day. Which is why this is a great sponsor for today. It's Attorneys on Retainer. If you're ever targeted by the government simply for exercising your Second Amendment rights, you're going to want them in your corner. If you carry a firearm for self-defense, you need a legal team that actually understands your rights. AOR is the only law firm in America that specializes in self-defense cases. That's all they do. If you can reasonably and in good faith assert that you acted in self-defense of yourself or others, they'll cover you. They've got your back from red flag orders to self-defense claims in every single state. Learn more at the link down below, and for a limited time, save $50 off your individual plan sign-up fee or $25 off your family plan sign-up fee only by using my code GNG at the link down below. They're ready to fight for your rights when others won't. Derek Perry absolutely prevented further violent attacks and saved lives. That right there is what courage looks like. It's also exactly why Shall Not Be Infringed is more than just text on a parchment. Now, police arrived shortly after, about 3 minutes after, and they took over the scene. As of now, no charges have been filed against Perry, and officials have made it clear that he acted lawfully and courageously. There's no doubt that without this armed citizen's intervention, there would have been more victims. Now let's remember, this wasn't some elite tactical unit on standby. This was a regular American exercising his rights, an American who chose to carry, and when the time came, he decided to use his firearm to save lives. Now here's the part that won't shock you. Outside of some conservative outlets and Second Amendment media, most mainstream networks barely touch the story at all. Why? Because it destroys their narrative. They love running stories about mass shootings, but when a law-abiding gun owner stops a mass stabbing, crickets. No trending hashtags, no press conference about the importance of being armed, just silence. We're constantly told that Americans don't need guns, that only the government should have the power to protect us, that carrying a firearm into a store is somehow dangerous. But Derek Perry wasn't dangerous. He was essential. And here's the real kicker. Michigan isn't exactly the most gun-friendly state in the Union. It has universal background checks, red flag laws, and a governor who's been more than happy to sign any anti-gun bill that crosses her desk. Yet none of that stopped the attacker. What stopped the attacker? A good guy with a gun. This is the kind of story that should be front page news. But if we don't talk about it, no one will. So do your part and share this video, hit the like button, and leave a comment below thanking Derek Perry for doing what our leaders often fail to do, to protect innocent lives. From the bottom of my heart, I tip my hat to you, Mr. Perry. Thank you for stepping up to save your community, and thank you for being a hero. Guys and gals, if you're not already carrying every single day, maybe it's time to start. Because evil doesn't make appointments. It shows up in parking lots, stores, and streets. And when it does, and it's looking you dead in your eye, you're the first line of defense. You are your own first responder. Stay safe, stay ready, and until we see each other again, this is Jared from Guns and Gadgets saying that the truth about the Second Amendment is right here every single day. I hope you have a good one. Take care, y'all.